let me psychoanalyze you. You're stupid. I need to have negative thoughts to keep me safe from the saber-toothed tiger that's gonna pop out and eat me as soon as I step out of my cave. Humans were pretty fucked up, but there's beauty in that imperfection. Hello, hello, what is up, Floodsters? Welcome back, motherfuckers, it's another fucking day. Coming to you once again from Basement Studio. Well, we have a special guest on the podcast once again. It's Yomi Bear, sitting on my lap. Maybe you'll hear a few little meows. You want to say hi, Yomi? Nah, he's feeling a bit shy. Are you a bit shy? Oh, that's a purr. There we go. Yomi says hi. He fucking purrs so much. I think I could do with some ASMR of just like a fucking cat purring. I would enjoy that. Yeah, I would enjoy that. Because, you know, cat purrs fucking heal. Anyway, it's the weekend, which is good. But I've been in this thing lately where like Saturday for some reason, I have a bit of like the Saturday scaries, even when I don't drink. I thought it was because I was drinking some Fridays, but I haven't for the last 2 weeks. And like still on Saturday, I like feel kinda sad. I think it's this thing, emotional landscaping. One time I had a therapist pitch me this idea of emotional landscaping. Sometimes throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the day, throughout time, your emotions repeat patterns according to a certain length of time that you may have been experiencing this feeling, like a year ago, a month ago, a week ago, whatever, you know? So I think about that sometimes, like, is it just that I'm like used to being sad on Saturdays and now my brain is like, it's sad fucking Saturday? Or it's just the fucking weather, because it was nice as fuck this whole week and then on Saturday it decided to be cold and ruin our plans for the weekend. Why does that always fucking happen? You think it's true because less people drive on Saturday? There's less, emissions, and that causes the temperature to be colder? I don't know if that's real science or just some bullshit. Who knows? But speaking of potential bullshit science, I have been on this thought train lately. Because you know I love me some anthropology. I've been thinking about how today in 2024, we are very progressive, or some of us in humanity are, and we believe in equality of the sexes. And don't get me fucking wrong here. I totally agree in equality. I've been thinking how there is this element to it of sort of denial of our biology. Like, biologically speaking, men and women are different. Men are more inclined to certain behaviors, and women are inclined to other behaviors. And obviously, people fall everywhere in between. And some of the things I'm going to say here, you know, are definitely generalizing here. So don't take offense. I am not excluding on purpose any populations. I'm also just speaking because I am a cis heterosexual woman married to a cis heterosexual man. And I think about the dynamics of men and women in these relationships, because that's my experience, okay? So, as I was saying, I've been thinking about how, biologically speaking, we are different, and that's obvious in a lot of ways, but I think sometimes we forget that. And in 2024, there are dynamics that exist between men and women when it comes to dating, in society, in family culture, etc., that, you know, might be explained to a degree by our biology and the history of our evolution and origins of our biology and to look at the animal kingdom, to our closest relatives, which are the chimpanzees, and also to early human ancestors such as Homo erectus. And I did a little bit of research because I was curious about the social structure of chimpanzees and early human ancestors and what similarities they have and how that might reflect upon current humanity. So chimpanzees, they typically live in family groups with a dominant male that has a bunch of females. The male's job is to protect, to hunt and impregnate and diversify the gene pool with as many spermies as possible in different females. And the female's job is to raise the young. And generally speaking, while monogamy does exist within chimpanzee communities, it's usually temporary, not for a lifetime. And both the males and the females do, I don't know, what the fuck is a chimpanzee term for hookup? Mate? With, in the female's case, non-dominant male, and in the male's case, other, you know, multiple different females that are not necessarily in the family group. But they do tend to stay in a similar family group, and mostly the females hook up with the dominant male, and mostly the males, you know, have a harem. So I thought that was interesting, because if I think of, like, the stereotypical man in 2024, he's a lot like a fucking chimpanzee. They tend to be less inclined towards monogamy or have a difficult time with it more than women because, you know, studies show that men are more likely to cheat and be sexually promiscuous, you know, have a lot of partners before they do settle down and change partners throughout their lives. And also communication-wise, you know that saying, men bond side to side and women bond face to face? And if you look at our human ancestors, this makes sense because the men would be out fucking hunting together, doing shit together to communicate, and the women be sitting around in a circle, collecting food, talking to each other, taking care of young, looking at each other in the eyes. And when you look at women in 2024 compared to chimpanzees, women today are, you know, more inclined to want to be in monogamous relationships, to have these strong female friendships. What's interesting about this all is when you look at dating today and you look at the way the world is, we're just trying to change the opposite sex to behave like us, to fit into roles that they are not necessarily, biologically speaking, meant to be in. For example, women are trying to get men to be in long-term relationships, to be monogamous, because the females, that's biologically more what they're meant to do. And men tend to be more unhappy with the idea of being monogamous and only with one person the rest of their lives, because our closest animal relatives, the chimpanzee, our origins, those males had an entire fucking harem of females to fuck. But what's the solution to this, you might ask? Is it that we fucking live in family groups? It's like an episode of Sister Wives or some shit where there's one dude and five fucking wives? No, that's not what I'm saying. I personally am definitely inclined to want to live monogamy. And same with Alex, and he's a man and I'm a woman. So, you know, obviously things are not that simple. And the reason why it's more complicated than just biology is because there's also complexity to humans, more than probably early human ancestors, and more than fucking chimpanzees. We are obviously more intelligent, and we have a wider range of emotions. I mean, I'm pretty sure anyway. Maybe not every person is more emotionally intelligent than a chimpanzee, but most of us are. And I think monogamy makes sense on like an emotional level because we are jealous. We are inclined towards jealousy and possessiveness, and it's just easier. Fucking imagine being a dude with 5 wives. If we fit into those roles, that guy gotta be making like fucking millions of dollars to take care of all his wives and all his kids. And in my research, when I was looking into Homo erectus and their social behavior, it said already they believe that they were already more inclined towards monogamy. From the evidence they have, they think more than our animal ancestors, human ancestors were inclined to be monogamous for that reason exactly, because it's like fucking easier for one dude to watch one woman and a couple of kids than a herd of women and a bunch of kids. And probably also they were evolving emotionally to have a wider range of emotions, to be intelligent creatures, to be jealous creatures. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's something interesting to fucking ponder. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, you can reach out to me at perfectlyflawedcast@gmail.com or hit me up on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at perfectlyflawedcast. Bye.